Well, good morning, everybody. I was going to say good afternoon, but it's not quite afternoon here. I'm out here in the great state of Michigan, West Michigan, Grand Rapids, for those that know where that's at on the map. My name is Paul Stowers. My wife and I have been with the company now since really the inception, and it's been quite a ride, I will say that. More than I was telling somebody the other day, it's just kind of surreal where we are at this point in the company's history, having been in the industry for 30 years, in and out of it, and seeing startups and being a part of the corporate side of things and being in the field. I truly, genuinely have never seen anything like I've seen with what's happening with Avini on every front. And the testimonials are just incredible. The changed lives, we're just thrilled to be here and be a part of Avini. And so I thank you for taking time out of your schedule this morning. I've got a great call here for you. And I thought this is the first time I was asked to host this call every other Thursday. And I know Dave does, takes time out of his schedule to do these calls as well. And this morning, I wanted to introduce you to a gentleman that has become a really good friend. He's got an amazing story and really just quite a background. And I think that you all will appreciate this. We're going to do it interview style. And I'll start from the beginning. Dr. Kim, you can fill in where you live and all that kind of stuff. But basically, I met Dr. Kim last fall. I met him before this briefly, but last fall we had our regional event in Commerce Township near Novi, Michigan. And we were scheduled to have a golf outing on a Friday before the event. And Dr. Kim was going to, he's an avid golfer and was going to play with us and our group and our VP, Doug Dickey. And that morning he showed up and could barely walk. That was kind of my first real introduction to Dr. Kim that morning of really beginning to get to know him. And so with that, I want to introduce you to an Avini advocate, a champion, and just really a gentleman that's had an incredible testimony, but also he's got a background in the medical world of natural healing and health. And I don't even really know fully what your credentials are, so we'll kind of start there. But Dr. Kim, it's a privilege and honor to have you here today, just sharing your story and kind of telling us today what you're excited about with Avini and what you've seen so far, what you see in the future, kind of your perspective coming from the medical community. And so with that, Dr. Kim, you are on. Why don't you start, though, by telling us, before you tell us your story, tell us who you are and what your background is as far as what you did professionally.
Sure. And first of all, thank you, Paul, for inviting me. This is a lot of fun. And second of all, Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make it a great year. Let's go back. I got out of high school and I joined the Army back in 1970, went over to Vietnam where I was an advisor in radio intelligence, which Army intelligence, somebody always said that was kind of a weird dichotomy. Anyways, I left there, did a number of jobs, but I always had this feeling I had to help people. And I had allergies real bad, and my wife suggested I go see a chiropractor. Well, I didn't. The only thing I knew about chiropractors is that they were quacks. That's what my mother always told me. I've never been to one. But when your wife suggests you do something, you end up doing it. So I went, and I'll be darned, my allergies got better relatively quickly. And that was a time in my life. I was in my 30s and wasn't happy with what I was doing. And I remember walking into that chiropractor's office, and we had become kind of friends. I said, could I do what you do? And he said, I don't see why not. So I went home and told my wife that I was going to quit my job and be a chiropractor. And she had been to the doctor that morning and told me that she was now pregnant with our third child. So it was an interesting time. We took the vow of poverty, moved down to Georgia, and I started chiropractic school. And that was in, I loved being a chiropractor. In the early 90s, I got a diploma in homeopathy. I took several courses, certifications in functional medicine, lots and lots of seminars and training in clinical nutrition. I did a lot with that in my practice. I got into using things like PEMF And I learned about that back in the pulse electromagnetic field therapy. Back in 2010, my son, who was 32 at the time, got diagnosed with lymphoma. And in March of 2010, he died in July of 2010. So it was tough. And those of you who have lost kids, you can understand. And quite honestly, that set me back for a couple of years. I just didn't have the fire that I had in my belly for work and as I did before. But I started learning about things like the PEMF. And I got involved with, I'll never forget, one day I had treated a patient who had radiation burns on the side of his face and they wouldn't heal. And I treated him with the PEMF, and real quickly he started changing. And I had the serendipity to take pictures, and we documented the improvement, and his doctors couldn't believe it. But maybe some Dr. Gary Gordon, Suzanne Summers had included chapters about him in three of his books. I had found out about PEMF from doing a search on Google search, trying to find ways to save my boy, and come across Dr. Gordon's website. He was the one who was a big proponent of PEMF. And anyways, I was out cutting my grass one afternoon, and I got a call. It was from Dr. Gordon. And he said, "Doc, I saw those pictures, and nobody's documenting this stuff." And it was like you calling me this morning, Paul, asking me to be on. He says, "I do a podcast, a thing, and it goes all over the world. Will you be my guest?" So we did that afternoon, and we ended up doing seminars together. I filled in for him speaking at a medical conference, which is pretty interesting. And through that, I met a lot of really, really great healers and doctors and learned a lot about where health comes from. Then I started experiencing, I'd always had an attack of vertigo every once in a while, and then it started becoming more frequent. And then I started getting balance issues. And I went to one of my patients, said, "Do you ever go?" He would work for the VA. He said, "Do you ever go to the VA?" I said, "No, I don't want anything to do with government." And one day he comes in and he says, "Doc, sign this." And I signed it, and I just, not even thinking, I said, "What did they sign?" He said, "Your claim is filed." So I started going to the VA, and then when the vertigo started getting bad, they started running tests. And finally they said, because I'd had a machine gun go off by my ear in Vietnam, they did tests and said that it started degeneration in my inner ear, and it was never going to get any better. And they gave me 100% disability and said, if it gets bad enough, we can take the inside of your ear out. And I didn't want that. But after a while, a couple of years ago, in fact, it's almost exactly 2 years ago, my wife saw me kind of struggling in the office, trying to stay upright at times. And she said, "I think we're done." And after 35 years of practice, we closed the doors. I said, "That's it." I started, took a few months trying to enjoy retirement because, I mean, we went back to work the day after we buried our son. I took 1 week, full week vacation since 1991. And I said, "I got to take some time off." Then there's a part of you that, for everybody, I think, that you've got your why. Why do you do things? And I really miss just the smiles on people's face when they felt better. You know, "Thanks, Doc, I feel a lot better." I really miss that. And then I have a good friend, Guy Danowski, who called me up. And he said, "Kim, we got this. I found this new stuff. Takes all the toxins out." And when he said it can take glyphosate and dioxin out, that's what got my attention, because glyphosate is what caused my son's lymphoma. And I had a heavy exposure to dioxin in Vietnam, and I think it's 50 years. I've been out 50 years. I think it's the fact that I always did something to try and pull those toxins out that kept me going. I'd had the classic tumors in my bladder. Thank you, Agent Orange. I had those removed. They were kind of surprised. They weren't malignant, thank God. But I think it's been some of the things I did. But I never knew there was more I could do. I had used zeolite. And then I found out that most zeolite was dirty and it could cause more problems. I stopped taking that years ago. And I just had a number of continuing issues that were caused by all the toxins I'd been exposed to.
And then to kind of add to that story, as far as where you got introduced to Avini through Guy and the Cell Defender product.
Plus Relief. It was
a plus relief. It really got your attention because you couldn't play golf that morning. You could hardly walk to your car.
Well, I could. I had played 60. I went on a golf outing early that day, went over your way towards Gold Lake over by Kalamazoo, and I'd played 63 holes of golf earlier that week, and I'd played golf the day before. And when I got to the golf course, I mean, it was the only reason I showed up is because it was at the course I usually golf at. And I figured, well, that'd be nice. It'd be nice to go. So I get there, and I can't get out of the car. I walk in. It had rained that night. It's cart path only. I said, I can't do this. And this guy standing next to me looks at me and says, well, I think you're golfing with me. Why don't you just ride along? And I, of course, blocked off the day. I said, what the heck? So I just love being on the golf course. So we get up to the first tee, and he comes over, and he says, lift your shirt up. And I kind of looked at him kind of weird. And he said, that's how we bond in this company. So he rubbed it. Well, it turns out it's Doug Dickey, right? I didn't know Doug from the Man in the Moon at this point. And he rubs the stuff on my back, and we get to the next, and I'm riding the car watching these guys play golf. We get the next tee, and he says, lift your shirt up. He does it again. And he probably did it 5, 6, 7 times. Well, about the seventh hole, I'm saying, you know, I think I could play. So I played the rest of the round after that. And after being a chiropractor for all those years, and knowing my back, I knew I was going to be kind of out of commission for at least 2 weeks before this thing settled down. So that got my attention. And mm-hmm. then I said, well, I got to learn more. So
yeah, here we are, and we're through Christmas and Thanksgiving and the New Year and all that stuff. And I know we talked the other day, and I, as far as just like, okay, we got to go help some people with these products, and you kind of cleared your deck a little bit. But one of the things you touched on, I think that's very important for us to kind of zero in on, maybe on this call, is you touched on something that I think is paramount to success in anything we do in life that we want to have success in, and that is your why.
Yeah.
And why are you doing something? Why are you a part of something? And the deeper the why that or passion that you have for something, the greater the impact you'll have. But you talked about, I know your son is an integral part to just his life and helping other people. I mean, as far as being able to share these products that can help remove heavy metals and toxins, and of course, obviously the Plus Relief and all the other products, but kind of go maybe just share with us maybe a succinct, why are you a part today of Avini? I know it's kind of a series of events, but if you could encapsulate that in a statement or two, what would that be?
You know, great question. And quite honestly, I think, let me step back just a little bit. Yeah, I've had a history of dealing in network marketing. I actually started when some guy came to our junior high school, God, all those years ago, and talked about this soap stuff that they developed, this company out of Ada, Michigan. And my mother and I, we signed up, and we were going to make a lot of money and all this stuff. And that was my introduction to network marketing. I'd done a number of things. And I think it's you or Doug or maybe, I don't know, I've heard it several times about MLM, PTSD. You just get kind of burnt out with trying to sell distributorships to people. And what got me excited is meeting you, Doug. I met Rick, Neil, and I got the sense that Avini is just different. It's the products, but more than the products, it's the people involved and the fact that everybody I've met, their main thing is just to help people. And, you know, if you do that, everybody wants to leave this world a little bit better place than when they got here. And I don't know, I personally don't know of a better way to do that than helping people live happier, healthier, less pain-free, or even more pain-free lives. And we have that tool. We have that tool right here with Avini. And that excites me. The idea that you can help a lot of people, and if you do it, you can help do it right. You can help other people help more people. So you multiply that your efforts 10, 20, 30 fold through just sharing with other people. And that's the cool thing about network marketing. You could multiply your goodwill. And I don't know of any other better way of doing that than through a good network marketing company with good products. And Vini at this point is the number one company that I've seen to do that.
That's a good segue into my next question for you is, where do you see, you know, Vini is 18 months old. We're a proven commodity now. The testimonies are out there that are irrefutable that the products, obviously we have a compensation plan that works. We have leadership that's the right leadership at the right place and time in the company. And yet very few people know who we are as a company, which is a good thing from a business perspective. What do you see the next year, 2 years, 3 years as this kind of continues, the ripple effect in the pond? Having had experience in other companies and seeing successes and even failures in other companies, what do you see for the future of Avini from your perspective?
When I talked to Doug several times, and he shared with me some of the numbers that people are staying with the company. They're using the products. They're sharing the products. I see nothing but growth, and I think it's going to be unlike other companies I've been involved with. It's going to be sustained. It's just going to keep going because of the things you mentioned, the compensation plan, the why of the company. Why is they doing it? They're doing it for the right reasons, and I think it's just a great place to be right now, and it'll be a great place to be 2 years from now and 3 years from now and 10 years from now. God willing, we're still around at that point. I'm personally very comfortable being with Avini at this point. I think I'm very fortunate and blessed to be here.
Another interesting question that I like to ask when I talk to people who have your broad experience and knowledge and been the business side as well as the healing side is talking to a brand new Avini distributor. If you sit down with them and you say, okay, look, this is how, you know, obviously we find out what their why is, you know, why are they a part of Avini? What's their story? Of course, that's a key part to their journey with Avini. But what piece of advice or how would you launch somebody and say, look, keep these things in perspective, do these things and be consistent and persistent. And over time, you'll have the success you're looking for. What advice would you give somebody just getting started and how to go out there and share this with people? Because, you know, the world's full of naysayers. The world's full of people that are skeptics. The world's full of just a broad scope of people, positive people as well. But how does somebody keep focused on Avini and not lose the mission that we're on while they're out there sharing? Because we have a huge calling, if you will, at Avini and a crusade that we're all on to help as many people as we can. And like you said, compound that through the networking side. But if you can, you kind of address that real quick.
Well, you hit on it. You have to know your why. You have to know why you're doing it. Once you can internalize the fact that you really want to just help people, the number one thing that I think detracts from that or gives frustration to people is the fact that you spend time, you learn the products, you learn, and you talk to somebody, and they don't get it. The hardest thing I had to learn when I started in practice was that I couldn't want somebody to be better more than they did. I would get so frustrated. I'd tell people what they have to do, and they wouldn't do it. I've just been with Avini a short period. I've got two people already who are with serious health conditions. I tell them what they do, what to do, and, you know, I've been through the mill a few times. I've tried to educate myself as much as I can, and they'll get one bottle and take it, and 2 months later, that didn't work for me, you know. Evidently, their fear of the cure is worse than their fear of their condition, which, you know, is very frustrating, but you've got to get by that. It's just, that's the way life is. Some people just won't get it. So then you just have to move on and share it with the next person and the next person and the next person. And persistence pays off, you know. It's just, you're going to, once you're successful and you've helped a few people, I think that energy starts drawing more people. In practice, I always felt that, because if you ever go to a chiropractor, if you've been to two or three chiropractors, we all do it differently, right? Everybody kind of does things differently. But I always felt I kind of attracted the people to my office, to my practice, that I was going to help. It seemed like that anyways. And I think that's what happens. When your energy is good and your why is good, you start attracting those people to you that you're going to help. And that starts with you. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answered your question, Paul.
Those are some great nuggets right there, especially coming from a guy that practiced for 35 years and you have people coming to your office. I love what you said. You can want it for somebody, but they've got to want it for themselves. I mean,
that's right.
It's the old adage, right? You can lead the horse to water, you can't make him drink. And I think that's the frustrating part when we have such a deep conviction of these products and what they can do for people and how it can make a cleaner, healthier body that can fix itself. And we see that. We know it. It's irrefutable. It's like the blind person with the Jesus heals, right? It's like, I don't know. I was once blind. Now I see. Go talk to that guy, right? And I think that's the hard part because for a lot of us, the veil has been lifted. We see the truth. But there's so many people out there that have cloudy vision and there's lots of voices in their head and knowledge. And I think when someone rejects us or doesn't accept the truth that we know we have, it does. It's hard for us. But I think that's what you just talked about, that you just have to realize that person has to want it bad enough for themselves. And our job is just to be ambassadors. Our job is to just be the spokespeople of of the truths we know and the stories our own personal story, and share that with those that have ears to hear. And then let it compound from there. And eventually, the word will get out. The stories will be too irrefutable, and the testimonies. And again, I think as long as we can continue with our, and that really goes back to the very foundation of our why. I heard it said this way: if it's important to us, if it's important to you, you will find a way. Right? If it's
right.
really important to you, we will find a way. But if it's not really that important to us or to yourself, we will find, as human beings, we will find excuses. And I think that's really the crux of what we're talking about today and your story. And just the fact is that understand your why. I mean, you heard Dr. Kim's why and why he's here, and a gentleman who has an incredible track record of helping people and now sees a solution to help even more people. And we're just so glad, Dr. Kim, that we connected. It's just, that's the one thing I love about this industry, this business, right? You meet people you would have never met in your lifetime, right? If I just lived in my little Grand Rapids community and I never got outside of Grand Rapids, I would have never met you or many other people that you build relationships with and you get to do life with, and you get to help people and be a blessing to humanity and our fellow man. And for me, that's what it comes down to. Our whole story is I'm here because of the product. I'm here because the product works. I never set off initially to really build a business. I was attracted to the product. And then we just started sharing the product and helping people. And here we are a couple years later. So thank you so much, Dr. Kim. We're kind of bumping up against our time here, but any last thoughts you want to share before we go? Any parting thoughts that you just got to get out? And if not, no worries, but not to put you on the spot.
I don't know how I can improve on what you just said, Paul. You could be a minister or something, a preacher.
I did go to school for that many years ago. So. Oh, well, anyways. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Kim, for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.